This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And just remember, the buy one, get one sale is still going on at AR500Armor.com. One plate carrier, 8 sets of plates. Wow. And these will stop knives, by the way. Check them out at AR500Armor.com. Now then, I've talked about Twitter. I've talked about the Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. There's a guy on Twitter that has a Twitter account. His name is Michael McGowan. And he has been arrested in Roanoke, Virginia. And it is reported by WDBJ-TV to have been charged with making a threatening communication to interstate commerce, according to a release sent out by the Department of Justice. Under the Twitter handle of Little Mac, McGowan has been threatening Bob Goodlatte, representative, is it senator or representative? Representative Bob Goodlatte with execution and absolutely no, and has not been removed by Twitter despite its longstanding notoriety for banning conservatives for violating community standards. The Department of Justice says on December 17, 2017, McGowan tweeted to Congressman Goodlatte multiple times saying, "I will do this in full belief I am defending the Constitution of the United States. I am not making a joke. I will kill him. Should you believe my doing so would be illegal, please arrest me so we can have this discussion in court before I actually do it. Thank you." Excuse me, Mr. McGowan, stick your arms in this thing with the straps on the end of the sleeves that has no, cuff, and let us fit you for this straitjacket, sir. According to the Department of Justice, Bonacourt County deputies went to McGowan's home to interview him the next day, where McGowan admitted to sending the tweets. He also told deputies that day that he did not own firearms and did not intend on hurting Congressman Goodlatte or anyone else. Coming from Little Mac McG, 18 December. "Dear Lord, I despise you, Bob. I don't even know what to do. I see everything that is great for our country being torn to shreds by people like you who view politics as a game." Then, "If you fail to impeach Trump at some point, I will consider you an enemy combatant, attempting to circumvent our legal foundations and treat you accordingly. A.K.A., put a bullet between your eyes if you resist citizens' arrest. Following the authorities' visit and his promise to refrain, McGowan apparently could not restrain himself. So then he tweeted, #1, threatened my congressman with violence. #2, stated I would kill people. #3, pretty much declared I would commit a plethora of antisocial behavior publicly. Whom would like to bet I can purchase a gun 3 days from now and not be locked up in jail. #proud to be an American." That led to his arrest Friday, and he will appear for a bond hearing next Wednesday. I have a Twitter account, and I don't really use it. I just reinstalled it on my phone. I've been tempted to tweet on it, but to a certain degree, I'm like just wondering, what's the point? Now that I see the blatant hypocrisy on display of Twitter in tolerating threats of murder against a Republican while promiscuously banning conservatives who make no threats That's just one layer. McGowan is a big Twitter fan of the Democrat candidate running against Bob Goodlatte in November, primarily on an anti-gun platform. Excuse me. Her name is Jennifer Lewis, and she's been challenged to repudiate her gun-toting candidate-threatening supporter. Now, nobody's holding their breath waiting for Twitter or Lewis to be consistent. They can just use their power over the public's access to information or ignore it. Or maybe both. And as for McGowan, the supporter of gun grabbing who wants to use his guns to kill Republicans, a lack of consistency is the least of his problems. The least, you know, well, the real issue is the complicity of institutions from Twitter to Shakespeare in the Park in normalizing violence against Republicans and conservatives. And here's the problem, Democrats. What if you succeed? What if you succeed? What if you get a bunch of, I don't know, maybe you pick on a bunch of Christians that you need to be Christian. You'd be hitting them saying, just turn the other cheek. Just turn the other cheek. What if they do? And then you hit the wrong one another time after he's turned that other cheek. And what if he turns on you? And for a moment, you feel like you're on hell. You're at hell on earth. What then? Would you be crying? Would you be claiming, you know, we were just out there expressing our First Amendment right? Well, you know what? You're welcome to do that. By all means, be First Amendment all the way. When you go and start laying hands on people who are expressing their First Amendment right, now you've crossed into a whole other frontier. You're not even where you thought. You're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. You've gone somewhere you didn't really intend to go. Now, you may go there and you may successfully do what you want to do and hurt who you want to hurt and pull back and have, you know, your very nice coffee at some very nice coffee shop and it'll be made with almond milk. How do you milk an almond, by the way? It'll be made with almond milk or something like that. You'll be sitting there congratulating yourself and then you'll probably try it again. And then one day you're going to come around the corner, okay, and there's either going to be some young strapping guys or some older guys or whatever it is, and they're going to be the ones that are going to take you apart at the seams. At the seams. You may, and it may not be, you know, it may not be the whole pipe hitter spikes tactical thing. This, you might cross into gangland. You might be like, well, of course, you know, the condos are going to be going in here and this is lovely and they'll gentrify this soon and you're going to come into the corner where they haven't quite gotten there with the gentrification program just yet. And then you're going to be in gangland. And then what? You're going to defuse the situation with your words? You're going to get defused is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be going somewhere where the cops don't go. You know, the ones you vilify and throw those guys under the bus, too. So, by all means, continue to try to normalize this. I continue to try to ban guns and repeal the Second Amendment and continue to call the bonuses crumbs and continue to try to have open borders by all means and continue to say the blue wave is coming. Believe what you want to believe. Your delusion is not spreading. I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook, which is as many as you'd have. When I say friends, I got 5,000 people on my Facebook. And not all of them agree with everything I say or do, thank God. But I just put a little blurb up of that. I'm sorry. That's right. In the chat room, one of the ninjas says, it's not almond milk, it's soy. For the soy boys. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I put that little map up that they're forecasting just because we're going to be like the U.S. of California. And my Facebook is going sort of crazy right now. There's nothing like riling up a bunch of people that you don't really want to rile up. I don't even know if rile is that actually a word? I've used it before. You don't want to make a bunch of people angry that you don't know. Let's just put it that way. And you're going to keep it, normalize it by all means. Normalize violence. Have your own little purge. It's going to turn around and bite you. And the venom you're going to be infected with, there is no antidote. It doesn't matter how close to a hospital you're going because you're going to be done. But keep pushing. By all means, keep pushing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk a little bit about fighting. Fighting is a concept. It can be different things at different moments. If you are a practitioner of any form of martial arts, combat fighting system, you are taught and you practice the art of fighting. That works for you as long as you don't ever get into a knockdown, drag-out fighting situation. Then you're going to find out that you're not actually practicing an art. A real knockdown drag-out is a brutal, bloody, painful, merciless environment where people resort to their basic animal instincts, the primary of which is to kill or be killed. Biting is okay. Scratching is okay. Fish hooking them, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to do to them, whatever you have to do to them to win is okay. And if anybody gets out there and says you cheated, well, winning is what you were, that's why you were in the fight. You intended to win. You'll find that human beings will resort to the basis of all human behavior to survive a deadly encounter. It becomes quite primitive. One thing of great importance to keep in mind is that most of us come from what I would term to be a sheltered environment. For the most part, came from a good house, good home, good family, similar cultural background. So you meet the definition of the classic stereotypical good person. Being a member of this order defines us as much. Now, some that are in the order of defenders are here. They've never been in a fight, in a real fight ever in their lives. And regardless of whether you have or have not, you need to know one thing, and then you need to never forget it. Bad guys have done all of this before, and they embrace it. This is their version of what is normal in their world. If you have not faced in person the brutal realities of extreme violence, I will tell you it can be a terrifying and paralyzing event. For those of you who have been there and done that, you know what I'm describing. It is an experiential event that you must prepare for before evil ever comes a knocking on your door. And when it does, you're going to be shocked anyway. I will tell you that I have never been involved in any of that in that degree, hand-to-hand, as an adult. Never, ever. As a teenager and a young 20-something guy, I was in the martial arts, and I did some fighting in the ring, but I have never been, I've been in fights, okay, but these have not been fights for my survival. So it will be a shock to me, too. So we're all in this together, you know. Now, if you've chosen to undertake the training to become a fighter, you will undoubtedly find that you are most likely to spend a great deal of your training time learning and practicing the skills needed to physically overcome another human being. You're developing the skills which give you this capability. But then the unanswered question for most of us then becomes, with the capability of doing great harm to another human being, do you also have the capacity to do great harm to another human being? And this is not talking about being able to sit there and go hand to hand with somebody in a parking lot because he slapped your wife's butt now, okay? If you become one of these types, one of these defender types, you're sort of bound by your oath to only fight if you have to. And that's a key point. And what have to means in this context is that you're fighting someone who's brought imminent violence and danger against yourself, or me, or you, and your family and loved ones are against your teammates or brothers in arms. And in this case, the violence is capable of great bodily harm or death. In fact, it's likely. At this moment, this is when you have to have the capacity to do anything to prevail. Will you gouge someone's eye out of socket? Will you tear off an ear? Will you bite out his throat? Will you crush their head in with a rock or a piece of pipe? Would you kill him? And this is a long way from the training in the dojo or the gym or the boxing gym or some drunken barroom brawl. I'm talking about how you're going to retaliate if someone is trying to take your life. You're going to be fighting somebody who will not hesitate to try to do all of those things I just described to you to you. And when I ask you, would you do this? This is where the capacity comes in. And quite frankly, capacity is better than capability on any given day. Think about that. Think hard about that. And most fighting systems, almost all of the time is spent on the physical aspect of fighting. But it is the rare exception where time is spent developing the mental or psychological aspect of combat skill in class. This is something that you have to do. This is the bridge you have to cross before you come to it. It's an easy way to visualize this process. So to put it in real concrete terms that we can all relate to, am I going to let this guy make my kids orphans, or am I going to make his kids orphans? I've seen black belts get their derriere handed back to them by untrained drunken brawlers because at the moment when the monster of real violence reared its ugly head, despite their skill, they were not ready for the fight. So what this is something to not take lightly. You got to have a predetermined moral, ethical, and philosophical clarity about what you would be willing to do to a bad guy. So that moment when you can't hesitate about it, and you can't dare hesitate about it, and so you will not hesitate about it. Now, when do you do this? That's always a big question. Bill, when do you pull your gun? When do you do this? When do you do that? If I'm threatened, then I have no obligation to wait around until the enemy fires their first shot. Whether you abide by any rules of engagement or not, that's strictly up to you. Understand that the law, you will be facing the law once you start down this path. So, and nobody's going to be there to advise you about whether this is the right time or not. So every single violent or potentially violent situation is completely different from the last. And each has its own set of ever-changing dynamics. This is a very fluid situation. So in this sense, you are on your own. And really the best advice to give to anybody is to follow your gut, to follow that little voice in your head that's warning you. You've heard it before. Still, sometimes you do some things that you didn't, when you looked at it, you were like, maybe it won't be that way. Listen to that voice. Because this is something you can't make a U-turn once you start. Once you start, you got to go all the way. All the way. No matter where that takes you. You got to decide whether your kids are going to be orphans or his kids are going to be orphans. This is not for the faint of heart, trust me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I was just talking about capacity. Capacity is a double-edged sword in this world today. Terrorists have horrific capacity. Now, consider, if you will, a terrorist attack using a truck to ram innocent people. There is no sanctuary from a terrorist attack using a truck. Depending on the size of the truck, I mean, it can get really, really, really bad. On April 7th, 2018, in the German city of Münster, near the Dutch border, a man drove a van into people seated outside restaurants in a pedestrian area, killing two people, injuring about 20 others, and then he shot himself. That is the most deliberate of capacity. Vehicle ramming attacks are becoming a terrorist favorite lately. According to the FBI, vehicle ramming offers terrorists with limited access to explosives or weapons an opportunity to conduct a homeland attack with minimal prior training or experience. All you have to have is a driver's license and car insurance. We still remember the 2017 New York City truck attack, where on October 31st, an Islamic terrorist, a native of Uzbekistan, drove a rented pickup truck into cyclists and runners for about 1 mile in lower Manhattan, killing 8 people and injuring 11 others. The Spaniards still remember their 2017 Barcelona attack, where on August 17th, a Moroccan drove a van in pedestrians, killing 15 people and injuring over 131. Swedes still remember their 2017 Stockholm attack, where on April the 7th, 1 year ago, another native of Uzbekistan and a rejected asylum seeker hijacked a lorry, which is a big hauling truck, and deliberately drove it into crowds, killing 5 people and seriously injuring 14 others. The Germans still remember their 2016 Berlin attack, where on December 19th, a Tunisian native, also a failed asylum seeker and an ISIS follower, deliberately drove a truck into the Christmas market, killing 12 people and injuring another 56. Then there is the Nice attack, 2016, where on July 14th, their national day, another Tunisian native and also an ISIS follower deliberately drove his 19-ton cargo truck into crowds of people, killing 86 people and injuring another 458. The Munster vehicle ramming has been classified as a non-terrorist incident for now. And they were quick in ruling out any Islamist connection to the act despite the early stage of their investigation. According to Herbert Reul, the interior minister of North Rhine-Westphalia, home to Munster, the attacker was a German aged around 48 with psychological problems who had recently attempted suicide and had a past of petty crime and drug dealing. A witness who said he had studied in Munster told Der Spiegel he had driven there to go shopping and was now unable to return his car. Unbelievable that something like this could happen in Munster. It's one of the most peaceful cities I know. There is no safe space. There is no sanctuary. In order for us to fight this kind of terrorism, it's going to take a high degree of capability and the most awful of capacity. So if you think you live in a very nice place, gated community, any of this stuff, think of that gate, for example, up against the 19-ton truck under speed coming in. Here in the upstate of Greenville, South Carolina, which is a, you know, the downtown area is supposed to be one of the, you know, up-and-coming great places in the United States to be and all this other stuff. On Saturday, in good weather, that's a target-rich environment, which just scares the living hell out of me. And I'm walking around in it with 2 granddaughters and a son and a wife and a daughter-in-law. And I'm constantly watching, constantly listening. And for some stupid reason, in my city, the main street area is both a sound, it's a sound and a wind tunnel. So when the wind is not blowing like a, you know, like a hurt, like, you know, like a testing wind tunnel for aerodynamics, everybody down there for some reason wants to rev up their muscle car or their Harley, which really makes it fun. Folks, to try to listen to somebody that begins to accelerate and then hearing people, you're going to hear people screaming and reacting as it hits. Now, one of the good things about being in downtown Greenville, for example, is that every building has an entryway that breaks the plane of the building. So it goes inside. So If I have 3 or 4 seconds to react, I can jam everybody inside somewhere. And that's going to be the best it's going to be. I'm not going to be able to draw the gun and draw a bead on somebody and try to start pumping polycasin scepters at them through the window because they're going to go by and be gone. They're going to be moving at a high rate of speed. If I'm far enough away to where I can post up, then I'm taking a shot with a rapidly approaching, you know, the distance is closing very fast, and I could maybe take a shot at him and everything else. But really, truly, it's going to come down to, you know, that'll be when I have to get lucky. But my first course of action is to get everybody off the plane of the building and inside to where maybe it just glances off the side of the building or something. Which is my best hope. So, you need to remember certain points of this. Motivation, this is the capacity. When this happens, you're not going to have time to worry about the motivation. Just understand that it's the easiest thing to do. Police will determine whether the driver wanted to commit a murder-suicide after the fact, whether they have a gun or something else in there, shoot themselves in the head, or whatever they do. There'll be a lot of things that come up later, but you've got to deal with the capacity in the beginning. But you have to understand that the people that we face today, even to a degree, I don't know, some people on the left, they see no limits as to what they can do. There will be a few differences in the way you react as far as the way they counter-react to you. I would imagine in the case of something domestic around here, if something does were to start happening, some civil something or other, I think that their will to fight would go quick. I think it would go quick. In the case of these Islamics, on the other hand, they already plan on dying in most cases. So what do you do then? Awareness will go a long way. Capacity is something you have to develop. Capability is something you also have to develop. But once again, just remember this. If I have to have one or the other, I want the capacity. I want the capacity. I want the willingness to be able to do what I got to do. And I don't have the luxury of time to sit around and say, oh, this is so barbaric. This is so this, that, the other. No, I just got to do it. I just got to do it. That's all. That's all. No rules, no holds, no holds barred. For real. Gotta go. Gotta do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. One more time, let me mention that buy one, get one sale that's going on there right now. One carrier, eight plates. That gives you lots of capacity, trust me. Check them out at AR500 Armor Radio, or AR500Armor.com. This is the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, my bad. Right now, somewhere, wherever he is, enjoying whatever he's enjoying, ex-President Obama's probably smiling. All we needed to get some more gun control was to elect some more Republicans. We haven't gotten the concealed carry reciprocity, which I think is still in the offering, but we now have the fixed NICS law that accomplishes a little more than aggravating the problem already part of the NICS and its significant expense. But another thing that they have done besides that is that they have reaffirmed that the Second Amendment can be infringed upon whenever the weapon approximates automatic fire. Those witty Republicans. Anyone understanding and intending to uphold the purpose of the Second Amendment protection against a tyrannical government would also understand that the rifles used by the government's military for more than 50 years must not be prohibited from the people. So either there's no longer any such understanding, or the politicians do understand, but they fear this purpose and they want to neuter it. There can be no other choices. Now, regardless of the constitutional infringement, the ATF's notice of proposed rulemaking to classify bump fire stocks as machine guns is outside the clear provisions of statutory law and involves forcing a square peg into the round hole. These efforts require the ATF to bypass legislation, rewrite history, redefine terms beyond any reasonable definition, endlessly repeat false statements, make inconsistent arguments, and then illogically jump from the new erroneous definition to derive the desired and foregone conclusion that we're directed to reach. Statutes specifically define a machine gun as a weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. And the definition, importantly, is solely focused on the function of the trigger. So rather than relying on Congress to change what is regulated, the ATF has taken it upon itself to reconsider and change its interpretation of automatic and machine gun to regulate something never intended to be regulated under the language of the statute. So, in other words, the ATF implies that the reason bump fire stocks are not regulated as machine guns is not because Congress didn't intend to regulate them as such, but because the ATF's previously classified them incorrectly. Now they've decided to correct the error. They argue that the reclassification is necessary because its previous decisions on the legality of bump fire stocks did not include extensive legal analysis relating to the definition of machine guns. Really? How extensive does that have to be? Rather than allowing the facts to support their conclusion, they are now making a ridiculous legal argument to support its foregone conclusion that bump fire stocks are machine guns. That's just the way it is, though. I mean, gun control has never been about the facts, right? To justify their new conclusion, they're required to ignore their previous rulings. They were based on a correct factual analysis and now create something brand new. These new definitions ignore reality and they create self-firing firearms. You know how these guns have a will of their own. Their June 7, 2010 letter regarding the bump stock correctly explained, the stock has no automatically functioning mechanical parts or springs and performs no automatic mechanical function when installed. In order to use the installed device, the shooter must apply constant forward pressure with the non-shooting hand and constant rearward pressure with the shooting hand. Their new argument in support of their proposed rule changes briefly mentioned these physical requirements, but they now assert that these bump fire stocks harness the energy from the firearm's recoil not only through a mechanism like an internal spring, which they do not have, but also in conjunction with the shooter's maintenance of pressure, which is typically constant forward pressure with the non-trigger hand on the barrel shroud or foregrip of the rifle, and constant rearward pressure on the device's extension ledge with the shooter's trigger finger. Once you recognize these very long, wordy, inconvenient facts, the ATF quickly ignores them in redefining the term automatic. So they now remove any actions required by the shooter and asserts that these bump fire stocks harness the recoil energy of the firearm, providing the primary impetus for automatic fire. Once the first shot is fired, it is apparent that these stocks harness the energy to fire the weapon all by themselves. This is like maximum overdrive. Remember Charlie Sheen's movie where they, you know, they took the Stephen King movie really bad and made a very bad interpretation of it? The Stephen King movie was erroneous, just like this conclusion. When the firearm is fired, the recoil will cause, it will cause the lower receiver to pull back into the sliding stock, releasing and resetting the trigger. The trigger is completely released and must be pulled back again to fire another shot. Thus, there's only a single function or pull of the trigger for each shot fired. If the shooter does not push the barrel forward, it's not going to shoot again. This contrasts sharply with real machine guns where the shooter pulls back the trigger one time and holds it back to obtain automatic fire. Boy, does it ever. They argue that the bump fire stocks harnesses the recoil energy to slide the firearm back and forth so that the trigger automatically re-engages by bumping the shooter's stationary trigger finger without additional physical manipulation of the trigger by the shooter. The bump stock type device functions as a self-acting and self-regulating force that channels the firearm's recoil energy in a continuous back and forth cycle that allows the shooter to attain continuous firing after a single pull of the trigger, so long as the trigger finger remains stationary on the device's extension ledge. Can you imagine reciting that in front of Congress and then you hear the thud when you're out of oxygen from all of that wordy nonsense? They're using erroneous phrases like harnessed energy, recoil energy, self-acting and self-regulating, and physical manipulation, which is just utter nonsense. This looks like it was written by Bill Nye the Science Guy, who's not a scientist. You cannot ignore that critical pulling forward on the handguard to actually fire the weapon. The fact the shooter is required to push the... You don't need one of those to actually do that. I don't know if there's still videos up on YouTube, but there's all kinds of people that just, you know, hold it down at their hip and pull the trigger on it and just, you know, put the forward pressure on it. And then once again, there's just one shot fired. Pull, trigger, pull. But because you got that forward pressure going on there, you know, hey, hey. So the harness energy does not continually cycle the firearm forward and backwards. This harnessed energy is created as the gas from the exploding gunpowder is redirected from the barrel through the gas tube to force the bolt rearward, which also ejects the shell casing from the fired cartridge. And this action only pushes the firearm backwards and releases the pressure on the trigger, causing it to reset. See, I can get wordy too. And then at that point, the harnessed energy is then, it's spent at that moment. It's done. It's over with. And, importantly, the forward movement of the bolt does not move the rifle forward or cause the trigger finger to pull the trigger back to fire the next cartridge. Still got to pull the trigger to make it go again. And the ATF continues their previous interpretation of the phrase single function of the trigger to mean single pull of the trigger as part of the definition of automatic. But focusing on the trigger prevents the ATF from the conclusion it wants because, unlike a real automatic weapon, the trigger fires only once for each pull of the trigger. So then they expand the definition of automatic to include the pulling of the trigger as a result of self-acting or a self-regulating mechanism that allows the firing of multiple rounds through a single pull of the trigger. Okay. So, this is the new definition of automatic. It means that, enhanced fire is now automatic, except I shoot really fast without anything. And I also live in a world of reality. So we'll see where this goes. They're also advocating, Congress for the first time ever is advocating theft. Because they do not, what do these things cost? A couple of $100. So they're going to take something that somebody spent $200 on that was legal when they bought it, ex post facto, and they're going to take it away. Okay. Gotcha. We'll see how this goes. Back again tomorrow. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.